The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. What care I for the number of your sacrifices, says the Lord. I've had enough of your whole burnt rams and fat fatlings, and the fat of fatlings. In the blood of calves, lambs, and goats, I find no pleasure. When you come to visit me, who asks you for these things? Trample my courts no more. Bring no more worthless offerings. Your incense is loathsome to me. New moon and Sabbath, calling of assemblies, octaves with wickedness, these I cannot bear. Your new moons and festivals I detest. They weigh me down. They tire of the load. When you spread out your hands, I close my eyes to you. Though you pray the more, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wrong. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. The word of the Lord. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your field. To the upright I will see, so the saving power of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? Though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. And so now today, Jesus, with the Old Testament and Isaiah, we get the Father who's going to make sure that we're doing what we need to do. And so sometimes people get all confused and will say, sometimes he seems very nice and sometimes he seems very strong. If you grew up and had a father, I bet you sometimes he seemed very nice and sometimes he seemed very strong, right? I, as a pastor, sometimes I can be very nice, most times I can be very strong. It's part of all relationships. And so now God is trying to get our attention and saying, this is what I want of you. Instead of just giving and showing up and giving me your offerings so you can get what you want, I want you to be other-centered. So get this, when he calls us to repentance, he calls us to a repentance that changes us on how we deal with others, right? The last lines he says, wash yourselves clean. So we would think, okay, God wants me to be better. He sure does. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Okay. Cease doing evil, learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wrong. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. So when we come to repentance, it comes to have us change the way we deal with others, not just ourselves. Too often people just see as repentance is what I got to change in my life for only me to be holy. Yes, you do, but it's more than that. It's also changing how you deal with others, being more loving, making sure justice is done. This is all part of Christianity. We can never separate our love from God from our love from others. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.